Blog Talk Radio.
And you are on the internet radio. Yanda tido hito e kuro e nasko nane kato le no e ko tene the kuigo shi asata ille the kuigo shi hito e didne yanda ako di yanda tini shai hiti yanda ako nhida tse aren hikpe hosen edo tago Orat beni hut eiro lel. Aroshi Aroshi ko Ashkaha Sison ko ejo e. I'm looking at the Facebook. Facebook. Aro sto. I'm looking at text messages. Ako de kuro nsh eiro yin shtakato. Ako nhe are. Shikron shon Facebook beyond and shigo e dire katne na kigo chi hinil chat Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. and Christus Cheatney. Ako saido majority ta Allah te nail o edo beta hut eda shishna halen. Ako hatila ben na hut e. Ako edigila. Bena hut eini ejoich ade hushtant da hushne. Ako ado sto sotin zonago si sto a kain no kai. Do hut eini na hut o e ban so case either for or against. Ako joe hut e. Ako do na kin lida shukure naso di ka. Joe she hut o eini gede ben niya. Aro sto kuro e di Navajo Nation government will ye joy I sibitske donanis so eight accord o kuro chicha nahi khan no it's so casually to be discussing that seems almost comical like there's nothing serious about it here I am I'm through my hat in well I tried to dispel that by saying Shedo shichah hishanda, sheshichat ahullo, shedo tahniyaro kuro hito, the ne bishindahotation hito konde, sheshinahat e hito, jobe, achane de shlish, the snow e be niyaro e hito e are hode shish. A coin his bare husband, a cordon I can leader, a cord kaha seeso, jukare con, the whale jish. There's another problem. So, people are expressing a lot of issues on Facebook. And I know that everybody reads my posts and even my pinned post. I urge you to call in and share those ideas. There's a fellow who goes under the name of Keith Stone. He shares a lot of stuff, but not very much where he's willing to come on the radio to share that a lot of stuff. I also saw another post by Dr. Patricia Nez Henderson with a photograph, and it was on there. And apparently she was having a discussion, according to her post, with one of the candidates, Dr. Joe Shirley Jr., and it looks like there was a lot of emotions involved in there. And I was reading the posts on there, and Norman Patrick Brown posted that, what does Joe Shirley's photograph and smoking have to do with politics? It wasn't so much that it was that. It was really the posting by Dr. Patricia Nez Henderson, because she's been an advocate of secondhand smoke. Another breaking, for those that are new listening, there's another chapter houses actually burn down, and that's an issue. And from what I understand is that there are some people who actually there were some ethics files for money embezzlement. What does that say about our Navajo Nation government, and does it tie in? There's a lot of speculation. I'm not saying that it is, but I'm just replying to some of the scenarios and how that. I mean, I've had a lot of people text me, call me, to let me know that that was the circumstances, and it kind of looks very interesting. Internet radio, this is going all over the world, and it's recorded, and it's also archived on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to my page, just put in Navajo Nation Politics with Cal Nez, and you can actually get everything. So we have about an hour and 34 minutes. There's a lot of serious issues taking place, and like burning down a chapter house. I mean, that's serious stuff. I'm going to put on a ray nta sin do najno tahada shi da edo ado etel ado de kui wishi di sin da di tsa ako na re campaign trail of tashada do listoten jonago e arne an hin hitne hot o e da hatal do di da ul ye don ke ol i so de kui go shin ho do the net of in the day the sin in the net what oh he and the heel so I can that he crack or face or hin day the net of corn that I think the this is one of the most incredible things that I saw, and I was so glad to reconnect with that. I call the first one, just all the was. And they keep on, she goes, and they are the one all day. Ha, late and so, had he the one all day, said, oh, had the ish nail latch, had oh, he had not, ah, oh, the net, so quaggy, had oh, a sandle. A co e arish is illuat. A co and late at the hot or chit hot on John as Pasco hot on as a snee e con John of hot or de aro window yarn nick is o e aro and John of hot or send the pizza. Dolis don jonda a chaine snaro pohone tlido Navajo. Sin hot o dide ne ye da hat khalo e ar jona go hot o this is not a sit spot o shade o dio ba kinsin a khor a khas ni lo a hot o shaba a hun sin do le sha ko tisin ko de be na snagi tre ar to o dio grassroots o dio e ar and jona ye da hat khalo o na a sit spot a cohonly jonagot o ee ado chahol a cohort then jonagot on cohort david sado to a tintin outsado a tintin eight it's a yellow orange glow and it was so beautiful and I felt the warmth from the fire and the essence of really what is Navajo. I saw that. I walked in. There was the singers. Akwe the hatratonaz. E kudoshesh and lond all doda. Dihut ochitratola, njonia. Dol nebiyin da londola. Arohata istehi. Well, that's so absolutely beautiful. So, I'll be waiting for your call. Telephone number here is 323-642-1708. 323-642-1708. And you're listening to Politics with Cal Nez on Navajo Internet Radio. Ako dita, kona, what I describe, this is essentially what I heard on those evenings. Use your imagination. I know you know that you understand what I'm talking about. Culture. What one of the most beautiful things that I saw. And this is what I heard.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, you can't get any better than that, of hearing the Navajo tradition, the Navajo traditional singing. And one of the most interesting things that I remember while I was on the campaign trail was the fact that when I walked and I stood with these people, but there's one memorable moment, and it was at Little Water, New Mexico. Fry bread, that need garage, a hot order, she yanni, ka, a head, la, the snow, auto, a microphone, she eat, auto, a quiet hot order, nebbage, ha, zee, a co, auto, late, netta's tonnage, ajek, to hot oido, the netta bako, a to ada, to hot over, betra, ni yaro, betra, si ya, a head, la, no, do wan, o ya, te, hot yaw, a ada, as lean. A ko aro idne tahatahato. I'm telling you these stories because these are what is the essence of the Navajo culture. That we, if we truly operate with the keh, at the real foundation of these ceremonies, that is where the real essence of our culture lives and breathes. And it is so beautiful to see. Ako e huto aro kon nanahaz tani so yat ehe da azli do eskeda dilni. Ako aro da nete kasho e ar etaniya. Ako e isin sa okro njano drum dita. Aro nete hatkar huto njano huto that award they're swaying together in unison. A ko aro sahasti, aro het osindi tsat njonago, aro nleje, aro khishi sat nana, it might be the same person. But there's one memorable person, and I'm telling you this story so that making a reconnection to your past is something that is so beautiful. A ko hende kodo het osa shinesa shilaja sizze. There's one fellow in the front, and I looked at him, but he was quite a tall fellow, very distinguished looking, out of the mustache, and then he has a hat on, and then plus he had a red bandana that went around his neck and kind of like the Boy Scout sort of a fix up in his back. Ako tagohoto neta hatraro, then they switch back and forth. Aro the neta iste. One of the things that was so impressive was that just the size of this man was just like wow. And he looked like an older gentleman. And just the voice and the power and the knowledge and the number of songs that he sang was just absolutely wonderful. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. I'd sure like to know who this fellow is. And so later on, I went over to one of my friends and we're standing around chatting, talking about who's what and this and that. And all of a sudden, this fellow that I was talking about, he comes walking over, and of course he was about 6'3", 6'2". I mean, this dude was a tall Navajo. And my friend, Shekna Ashko, Melvin Smith, out of the brother though Francis, a corner, she kissed the wheel now. And they are what all teenage was all a quay, she like at all ni yate, and I was introduced. And he said, Melvin said, this is our old friend Herbert from boarding school. And I was just floored. I looked at the fellow and I said, are you serious? because I remember you to be a little, several grades behind me, and of course, you know, the reconnection. And the business that he operates is that he has a horse, horse riding. They call it trail riding. And the conversation went on, and he travels around to different places and gets involved in these type of festivities. And, of course, he knows these songs, and people ask him to. But just the impression that I felt, or just the, I was so impressed with his ability to sing and to be able to stand there, and even his stature. He was, you know, even if he stood in the background, he was overlooking everybody. And so his voice carried out very, very heavily. Come to find out that it's one of my old high school buddies. Absolutely enjoyed. And this is not just the first of many experiences that I had. So I just want to kind of just share that with you, and to let you know that, you know, that we're in the modern age. And having lived off the Navajo Nation and then going back and reconnecting with the Navajo people, I don't know how many of you really sense, really understand what it is that we're talking about, the Navajo culture and tradition. And it goes not only to just to these type of ceremonies, but it goes beyond that. And how much of this is really going to be retained? It is symbolic of keeping our culture in place. And that keeping our culture in place is really what essence our, the biggest thing that really represents our culture, in my opinion, is the Navajo language. The Navajo language is extremely important. Nahahastui huto ye nhiti yatashti. Koin din hizad nlini huto huto e bin nata hinotin. Padayo ne kudo e huto nha alchinin hitsui khishit adida. Nebzabe hono sine e huto e ba yashti. Do huto e nhin antin. Do huto e ye go be soz. Do huto e hago shin de nebje yashti. I'm leading into the next phase. And then there is a lot of issues about people talking about the ability to talk Navajo. There's been a lot of discussion, some very, very, very passionate discussion, and I believe the only way that we're going to bring this out is that if we can talk about it. You cannot just sit there and post on Facebook and call here this person. This radio station is great. This radio, internet, Navajo internet radio, is growing, getting much more audience, and we've got to create this dialogue. And we need to continue this. It's not just because of the election. And what this coming together and talking at a greater level will make people think. It will make the candidates think. So now there's that phase. The second, or actually the third item, the third item that I want to talk about, which I'd like for you to also think about, is that we have two front runners, Joe Shirley and Chris Cicchini. And their selection as of last Thursday or Friday last week Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. selected Dineh Benali and Christus Cheney, A.A. Fanny Low et City, A. Aro Nadishti. A cohort A. Internet begins to Hanahati, La telephone, A. Kodoshijanada, the text message, A. Rashijanada, A. cohort Kahasinklo. That's telling me and telling you something. And that, what is that something? Is it something that is going to create harmony? Or is that something going to create further divisiveness and vindictiveness? Now, the elections took place. I have invited all of the candidates. I've texted them. I've asked them to call in and share some of their ideas with us. I believe I am probably the only one that is sitting here and asking and being on the radio and carrying on this dialogue, other than, of course, all the candidates out there running. So there's that. I want your opinion. So then the fourth item that's on tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is also going to include the Navajo Nation Council delegates. There's a lot of people who have finished in the front, and some of the candidates were in that mix. Some of the ones that did not win were very, very frustrated, were upset, and they were not happy. Well, why are they not happy? Why are you not happy? I really want to know what it is that's causing this even more divisiveness. I think the time has come when we've got to seriously address where we are and where we're going to go. Please call in 323-642-1708. 323-642-1708. And I will be back in a few minutes, and listen to this. I love the lyrics to the song. Was it something that we were all seeking? A new beginning.
break the cycle. We can break the chain. We can start all over in the new beginning. We can learn, we can teach, we can share the myths, the dreams, the prayers, the notion we can do better. Change our lives and paths, create a new
Yeah.
there you have it. That is a world famous. It's an older recording. It's really kind of cool that they it's still here with us, and you know, that they actually went in and did the recording, because I mean that is about as traditional and the modern Navajo song and dance singers, which there's a lot of recordings out there, are nowhere near what it is that you're listening to. Excuse me. And so I'm also texting and trying to get more people online, and sure like to have somebody call in. If you guys are out there, please have contact the Dr. Joe Shirley Camp and also the Krista Sheen, because I've left enough numbers and messages to them to have them call in, because I sure like to interview them. And down the road, the Navajo Politics is also going to do an online forum. And they can people can do it from the convenience of their wherever they're at residence, and they can call in and we can talk and chat and send in your internet questions, and we'll bring them on board and sure like to have a debate. I'm not too familiar with Dine Benally. Does anybody know who Dine Benally is, other than he's Donald Benally's son? And then also I know Fannie Lou Etzidi, and so I'd like to if there's some any information about who she is, I should like to hear. Fannie, if you're out there listening, and as well as Dine, if you're out there listening, give us a call. I sure like to hear from you, so the general public will get to know you. We've got about 1 hour left on the show. So let me send one more text here so that some of the people that I've been asking over and over and over again to give me a call. You know, that I haven't heard from them, but I know that they were very much involved and very influential in a lot of the decision of Navajo politics, and even some of the former leaders. If you have an opinion, please give us a call. So I can't non-hidish nidole. Hold on, I'm almost done with my text message here. So I'm going to now make a copy of that and select all, copy, and send. So last night I reposted a picture that was put together, was actually posted on Dr. Patricia Nez Henderson's page. I don't know if any of you have seen. I'm sure that with my 10,000, almost 11,000 friends on Politics on the Navajo Nation, you know exactly which photograph I'm talking about. It comprises of three individuals that I know. One is Dr. Patricia Henderson. The other one is Dine Benally and Joe Shirley. And that conversation elicited a lot of interesting concept. I think when Dr. Patricia Nez Henderson, what her position was really is, was she put in there tobacco control on the Navajo Nation. And unless she's changed her concept, but the last that I know about is that they were addressing with a federal contract that they had for them to educate the Navajo Nation about the secondhand smoke. There is a Navajo Nation I'm not sure there's a Navajo Nation law, but I think they're trying to advocate that that should happen. Secondary to that is that on a national basis, there is a secondhand law where you can't smoke in public facilities inside. You have to go outside, and most of this, this is in the restaurants, public buildings, and so forth. Secondhand smoke means that you are there, you might not smoke, but you can still smell and breathe in the smoke from the cigarette while you're at a public place or a restaurant. If somebody is smoking inside the restaurant, which I've hardly seen. So now I've had people post online saying that their belief is that it's a freedom of religion, and the freedom of religion or freedom of choice to, if they want to smoke, they smoke. It shouldn't be legislated. Now, is that a total understanding or misunderstanding of the law? They're not trying to stop the people from the actual smoker to stop smoking. What they're trying to do is saying that don't smoke in the public area so that other people should not be breathing in. And one of the interesting places that on the Navajo Nation is I think there's a certain number of feet where you can actually smoke. So there is a law. It's on Navajo Nation. It's also on a nationwide basis. There's a certain feet from the building that you have to smoke, especially a public building. So what's your feelings on that? Should the Navajo Nation be legislating the usage of cigarette in the public area, or is it not advocating or not trying to legislate that? Another one that's still on the hop, which is really interesting to me, is that the Navajo Nation was trying to pass what they called the healthy food tax. And it's really not a tax. It's really kind of a price break to encourage people not to buy junk food. And somewhere along the line, the name changed from healthy food to junk food tax. And so now, is that also the same thing? The Navajo Nation, we have laws, or actually, should the Navajo people, Navajo Nation government, legislate health, that our people should be healthy? Or is that a personal choice? Interesting. The other one that's the same thing is that's like saying, well, soda pop is bad for you, but then drinking water should be the way to go. So is the next step, I'm just hypothetically throwing this out, if we're going to legislate the smoking taking care of somebody else's health, or also is the negative effect of eating healthy food, is that taking away the free agency of the Navajo people? Well, there's already one existing law that the Navajo Nation is dry, or for another word, there's prohibition still on the Navajo Nation. So do those type of laws actually change the mindset of our people? And why should our Navajo Nation be so concerned about what might be a personal choice? I'm not saying that that's the way to go, but for me personally, I believe the freedom, the free agency to make choice, should be paramount in all sorts of things, like, you know what, I don't drink because I made that choice. I don't smoke because I chose to make that choice. I don't eat certain type of food because I know that that's not healthy, and that's my own personal choice. I'm driving a car, and that's my own personal choice. And driving fast without a seatbelt, there's a law, 65 miles an hour, certain areas, and on freeway 75. But, you know, I see people driving 60, 70, 80 miles an hour on the Navajo Nation roads. But there's laws, and they're breaking it. But same thing with buying alcohol. You know, we know that Navajo Nation is dry, but they bring them on. So there's all these interesting scenarios that are so unique to our Navajo Nation government. And for that, I'd like to get your feedback and have you call in. Call in to the radio show here, You know, one of the most interesting things too on a national level, if you remember during one of the national presidential elections, there was a situation where Chad's, one of the most interesting scenario took place, and the biggest swing state, which was Florida, and everything happened to end up in Florida. And with Florida happening, there was hanging chads. And, of course, Al Gore and I think George Bush were running. And there was a big question. And it looked like the votes were so close, but somebody made an argument about the hanging chads. Of course, that could have just gone on over and over and over again, almost to the point where they had to redo the entire election nationwide. That is almost like a second take because there was an issue and somebody punched something. There's that little paper that they punched out. Those were the chads. And in some cases, because the way that they were still hanging to the piece of paper, when it went through the election or to the whatever that machine is called, it while it's going through, depending on which side of the chad was hanging on, and it folded back up inside, and therefore it didn't register. So that argument could have gone on and on, but eventually, Al Gore just said, "Okay, I would like to just concede and move forward. I don't want to cause the Navajo Nation the United States government any more grief. Let's move forward, unify, and get behind George W. Bush." So there's that happening. So having said that, you know, I know that there's certain get-togethers and certain maneuvers that are now taking place. How important is it that we are now looking backwards and something that we should have done in the first place? And that being done in the first place is studying and making sure that certain groups, certain individuals, certain everybody, that they were, that you have educated yourself. And so the here and now, it is what it is. I would like to invite Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. or Deneb Benali or even Patrick Sandoval to call in. And in fact, right now, I'm going to text Patrick Sandoval and ask him to come on line and see, can you please call in? I sent the text. This is Cal Nez. So that's what I put. Hashin Zara Daisanosa. And I know you guys have opinions, and I know you have a voice, because I see it. You guys have some very powerful opinions, because I see that on the internet. So please call in, and I would like for you to share your ideas and your thoughts. So I'm going to continue to go back to Facebook and post some more information, and like I said, I would like for you to give me a call. This is Cal Nez, and you are listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez. NAC meeting. We got a 45-minute, and it's very interesting. Some people have committed to being on here, and they are not showing up. And if this type of thing continues to happen, I'll just say, you know what, I invited so-and-so, and they didn't show up. What does that tell you? Do they care about some of the questions and information? But I do know one thing that I was told by one of the presidential candidates is, you know what, my time is going to be so important that I cannot allow a random interview. You know what? Any publicity is good publicity. That's what I've learned, and I would highly advise all candidates, even council delegates, whoever's running out there, give us a call. Hold on one second here. I am trying to put this song on. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you who are listening this evening. It looks like the audience is growing by the show and listening to what we're doing. And also some of the former candidates, please, if you're listening out there, I want to hear from you. I call it Adia, Hashanito, Nsahutza, Dida, Ado, Jordan, Kate, Kate, and Hadlin, Adan, Oh, Kate, Oh, Banson, Case. I call it Joy, Benny, Natural, Hoskahas, and so Adan, Ashhoda, Hushta, the Hoshnet, Do, Koi, Hisna, lahil nada hui tado leto naso inane kacho e aise bin yedete to e to e o pohot ni ho to e o betrago o o o o o o chinne chinne ne ne ye kahiye bekeho to e hot o din hina hatwa oliye to e ni ida shero hot o bansis kesta Nishito hot o do bansin kesa khala hot o e nizad hot o internet facebook bi ye bekai bi we get shon joy hot o in shtha joy bin in nashgoi da ani ara hot o Banzo kesi, lai lado ne, lai do tado ne. Ko eri ilto hodo jobe, jobe ilta huil neo. Ko e hodo e joi be asan ditle, to be gera hod ilto. Jo e si te, si kero si dine, hodo e so ba ahon o sindo le. Ako dide, jo nihina hat asto, laws, dal procedures, all of that, that is all in place. That is something that it's not my law, not my qualification law, it's the law of what been established of the Navajo Nation. And so I would like for you to express your opinion and share with us what's on your mind. And again, I hope that you will be able to give a call to 323-642-1708. And we have about 40 minutes. And usually right about now, we start getting calls. And we get backed up and we just have to quickly finish certain conversation, and so on a great at the house now, I could wait on a kin leon janago, Peter Bonson, Casey, or Nenjano, but his son at the least. So even in a great oi when he did snap, Otto will be right back. I'm not sure what's going on here, but this is kind of getting a little crazy. I am, my music or my studio box is really not working. I don't know why. I'm pushing buttons, but it just spins. So let me try to fix that. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to continue to talk until I hear from someone. And right now, I don't have my studio board up on screen. So I'm restarting my computer. Hopefully that I'll be able to get things all back in order. So a lot of things that we talked about this evening. And maybe you're getting tired of it. Well, I'm sure not. I'm getting more curious. And the reason why I'm getting more curious is that, you know what, what's already been done, which is the election results, and now the after effects of the two front runners and vice president, and now it's like I will use their words because I had a lot of people call me and says, "Karazin dan benechetasit." Also, I heard from the Navajo Nation, some of the people, that they were saying, we're talking about the primary. Well, it looks to me like their efforts and their calculation didn't work out the way they had planned out, because one of the finishers is Joe Shirley, and the other one is Chris Deschini. And then they made their selection, and so nonetheless, here we are. But you have an opinion, and I urge you. I urge you to call in, and as soon as my computer restarts and I log back in. So, and we will continue, you know, once I see somebody coming online, I'll be able to bring you on immediately. So, and then we talked about the secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke is important to you. And by talking about secondhand smoke, does that necessarily mean that our rights are being taken away by the tobacco control statement that Dr. Peter Sinez Henderson made? And does that imply that we are going to have people's ceremonial rights and that sort of a thing being taken away? So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So, and I am almost logged back in here. And so we have about maybe 35 minutes now for the end of the show. So, Aro has twisto adat or chon ego to in his nahalneto, ni cases or Kodoi hot oe, di she hot oban, sis queso hot oe, shinahat ado, di grassroots, or ye, edo, ao, lioe, bajin shlido, aje hot oe, da ishto, tanshle, no e, yasti, a co, ede, co, e, adahostan, di bati, or de primary election. A cohundet, o natahite, yanahalini, it's a join has two ed percenti. Ed Besenti are that as a son shananta are that which they are hulne, she chen hulne. Koi hit o a d de joke at kujan holjish. Ne hit o bansen case. Jo ala anina ko, there's one segment, one aspect of the Navajo politics, which is the grassroots. And really, who are the grassroots? Are the grassroots the people who are considered very traditional? Or, from my view, from the outside, there's grassroots group out here as well. And they typically turn out to be activists. And they're affiliated with the Sierra Club and, you know, several coalitions that are very heavily involved in the environment, the preservation of land. You know, it's great. It's wonderful. It's wonderful that they do that. But are they affiliated? And there's also another group that I know that's out there. They call themselves the grassroots people. Is it something that's local? Or are they affiliated with others? And if they're affiliated with others, then, you know, I think we should all know who their affiliation with it, that is. And I have no problem, you know, give us a call. I'd like to hear from you, what your thoughts are, and why, what are the other alternatives? Other alternatives in terms of economic development and business. And also what happened over in the on the Escalade project. And then what's going to happen to the mine? That's an interesting thought. The mine was bought, purchased with Navajo Nation money. And, another interesting thing that I had an attorney. I had a discussion with this as we're talking about the mine. And the construct and the what a Section 17 is. And we very much were on opposite sides of the discussion. His ideology was that, which came down to the shareholders. and the shareholders for the Navajo Nation Oil and Gas, this is what they were right, was basically obviously what his, because he's representing them. And my comeback to him was that I said, you know what, I didn't study it. I've lived it. I've been associated with the Navajo Nation Section 17, have worked and advised other Section 17 charters for other tribes. And I know the whole ideology behind that. And when I say tax shelter, and that's why the nonprofit, but it enables the Navajo Nation government to still operate like a corporation without too much of the tribe's day-to-day intervention. By saying that day-to-day intervention basically means that it puts the shareholders who've been represented, they're not the real shareholders. They only have been appointed just to be in that role by the Navajo Nation Council. The true shareholders are the people out there. Us, the Navajo people, we're the real shareholders. And why that we're the real shareholders is because we elect the Navajo Nation Council, our council delegates. And then they act on their behalf by appointing four or five representatives to go on the board or the shareholder role on the Navajo Oil and Gas. And however, in this particular corporation, non-profit organization, you can have a non-profit who is a corporation, and there could be a non-profit which has an arm of having a for-profit. So there's a lot of real complexities in this. But really, all it is you can sit here and split hairs on this thing, but really, this Section 17 is a corporation that enables the tribes to start a corporation. You know, and again, I told this gentleman, the attorney, I said, you know what? Fundamentally, I am not for Section 17s or allowing the tribal governments to start businesses. I think the tribal governments or any government ought to be sitting there enabling and supporting, announcing, and utilizing the MBOA and giving whatever possible means and methods to get a Navajo into business. Not, I've heard way too often people saying, well, it's funny to me because I always talk about this thing. I'm the type of person that will say, I know there's problems, but I would rather resolve it. I know there's a solution to it. And therefore, my position is, let's find out how to make it happen. I know there's a lot of barriers. There's a lot of rules, regulations, and blah, 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 history, whatever it is, that might not make this particular investment the right investment. But nonetheless, let's give them an opportunity. We're in a new era. We have educated and willing people who are wanting to get into business. And but usually when it comes to tribal government, and I love the tribal employees, but the idea of how not to make it happen must stop, and we must try to go in there and say, how can we make this thing happen? So, again, telephone number here is 323-642-1708, and we only have 30 minutes now. So we're running out of time. There's a lot of people listening. I can see that. And so I urge and would like to bring you guys on and share your opinions. So, yeah, Lana. Thank you. You're listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez. This is Cal Nez and Navajo Internet Radio, and it's broadcasting all over the world. And I've got a lot of people listening in right now, and I do appreciate that. And really am thankful that we have interested people about the Navajo Nation government. Ako so he oban so kisto leitaro. How important is business on the Navajo Nation? And when we talk about business, does that necessarily mean large corporations, or do we mean the small people, the small mom and pop shops, sort of a thing? And so those are some very, very different type of ideologies and thoughts and concepts that not everybody understands that. But, you know, it's not a criticism, but a reality. It's not a criticism, but it is reality. The Navajo people, we do not fully understand what we mean when we talk about business. And in order for us to totally understand that, well, what is it going to take? So I'd like to hear from you. Telephone number 323-642-1708. We have 20 minutes now. So 20 minutes, last 5 minutes, we had tons of people calling in. And I had to just kind of rush through. We really didn't get anything resolved. And so, yeah. Now, I don't think starting over, I mean, literally just throwing everything out and starting all over is going to resolve our problem. I think really we already have a mechanism in place. It's not perfect, and that's why we got people that go in there, legislators and people who can actually put together a law to improve upon the laws that have already been there. So the law is constantly growing with the population and the generations that are predominantly that are in control, so to speak. There's the baby boomers and I think Generation X is out here on off the Navajo Nation, but in terms of the Navajo Nation, there's a certain age group. I think my age, which is 56 to 65 thereabouts, I think they are, you know, predominantly the biggest age group now. And of course, you know, we're trying to learn our ways and trying to reconnect in a lot of cases and feel like that. Navajo Nation government, you know, internet is really only about maybe 7 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, thereabouts. And not the internet, I'm talking about Facebook. The internet is, you know, not that old either. Internet was something that I ran into. And I'll give you the history of how internet came about. You know, I mean, I was right there, and I wish I had maybe invested in this conglomerate, big WWW, which is the World Wide Web. And people were trying to sell some stocks into it, and they were in Albuquerque, New Mexico at a Native American trade show. And I said, well, what is this? And the gentleman said, this is going to be one of the greatest things. It's probably going to take over the world. And it is it's for those this is another interesting question. What do you guys know about the internet? What was internet called before it was called internet? And, yeah, let's see how knowledgeable you people are. But now, you know,
I was doing design when there was no Photoshop, Quark Express, InDesign, Creative Suite. I was doing design long before when we were still doing paste-ups, if you know what paste-up is, and using wax, typesetting, manually pasting things up, and also marking colors and color separation, doing it. I also did color separation in a camera called? Anyway, you had different magenta screen, blue screen, black screen, and negatives, and how you positioned the screens. It was absolutely phenomenal thing, and I don't know if anybody even knows out there what color keys are. And so I was doing all of this long before Macintosh, Microsoft Word, even before the development of any of the design stuff that are so huge and so big now. And so it kind of puts you into a different mindset if you're doing design. Of course, I will forever say that a computer is nothing more than a computer. It is just a tool. Without the computer, a computer will just sit there and with all the fanciest and the biggest program. It's the person who actually operates the computer that creates, that brings the amount of creativity and the artistic value to that particular computer. And I always say, for me, Cal Nez, because I am an artist, I am an illustrator, I'm an oil painter, I also know typography. Every type has its foundation. So the list goes on and on and on, and so I always say, okay, you know what, just give me a piece of paper, and I will do a design by hand, probably much better and quicker than what somebody with a computer and the fanciest software gadgets that are on there. It is not, and I don't believe that computer makes a person or a company a designer. It's nothing more than a tool. What it is that you got to find and hire the integrity of the artist and see how much artistic value, what's their background, how much experience do they have in the corporate world, so to speak. So it's quite interesting. And so that's how my involvement with internet, and of course they had dot matrix and we were doing it. I was probably one of the first graphic design company in the United States to bring Macintosh, one of those little tiny Mac SE. In fact, I still have it, and probably some of my artwork's still on there. And I learned how to take that and produce art double the size. So when it went to in front of the camera, they shot it and it was reduced at 50%, which basically tightened the fonts up. And that's how I did all of my typesetting. I did it here out of my own printer. And quite interesting. And I'd go through and fix it up. And a lot of history. I've had even Adobe Illustrator, Quark Express, and before Creative Suite came out with that Adobe package, I was in contact with these people. And a lot of my ideas about how to make this thing, I mean, this is like totally, I'm talking about, this is about 30 years ago is what I'm talking about. From 30 years going forward, I started my business 27 and or going on 28 now. So about 25 years into this thing is where I, you know, was where Quark Express and many different programs were coming out. Of course, today nobody thinks about that. You just push the on button and open up Adobe Illustrator, and there it is. And Creative Suite, there it is. You can put multiple pages in there. A lot of that was done manually through wax and so forth and so forth. So A lot of people listening. Thank you very much this evening. I really wanted to cover and hear from you what you felt about the Navajo Nation president, two candidates that are moving on to the general election, and also their two vice presidents. And I also have asked, because I know that there's some very, very heavily or deeply concerned people on the Navajo Nation that are there's some things happening. And I wanted them to come on air and share what that happenings were. And by saying that, what I wanted to do was bring them on, and they don't have to give us, you know, everything in detail, but, you know, they can certainly give us something. And I wanted to get into discussion about that. And so I've not heard from anybody. I also invited the Shirley camp and the Sheeny camp. So thank you again, and we will have another show tomorrow night. Navajo Politics with Cal Nez. This is Cal Nez, and thank you for listening.